This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. We have news that college tuition across the country is soaring, not just at private schools where you expect tuition to go up by a reasonable amount, by a large amount every year, but at public schools as well. That's coming from a report released yesterday by the College Board. It says the cost of four-year public college tuition had surged at an average of 6.5% from just a year ago. We turn now to Patrick Callan. He's the president of the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education. Patrick, good morning.
Morning.
You know, I read this report and it didn't seem all that surprising to me, because with states cutting their budgets pretty much across the board, across the nation, it seems logical that in order to make up for those cuts in state funding, that the public colleges have to raise tuition. Is that what's happening?
Well, that's the conventional wisdom, that there is sort of no choice. Other sectors of the economy don't have this option of passing the pain along to students and or to their customers or to families, et cetera. And so they find other ways to get through this. But we've come to sort of expect, as you say, or at least to be resigned about the fact that college and universities do this.
And some people are criticizing them, saying that because so many people are going back to school, we are seeing a large rise in people heading back to school because they're unemployed and they're trying to get higher education. But some people are criticizing the colleges, saying they're taking advantage of the higher number of people who want to get college degrees.
Well, I don't think there's a deliberate conspiracy or plot to do that, but I think that, in fact, is what happening. That is, if raising tuition caused them to cause fewer people to go to college, and thereby enrollments would drop and they would stop doing it. But the fact is, three things have happened, really. College has become more essential to getting a job that will keep you in the middle class, so more people go to college. Secondly, last year we graduated the biggest high school graduating class in the history of the country, so that increased the demand. And then, as you point out, in a bad economy, what else do people do? They go to college often to try to get new skills to get back in the labor force. So all of those things make it a seller's market and enable colleges and universities to do this, even at a time of great economic hardship.
So what's the options here? Is it going to be cheaper for you to stay in state, for example? Is our out-of-state tuitions going up higher? What can a student do?
Out-of-state, well, there aren't a lot of good options in an environment like this. Out-of-state colleges are more expensive. People can shop around for cheaper places. They can go part-time. They can borrow more money, and students are doing all of those things. Some of the things that help you to cope financially don't help you much educationally. That is, you go part-time, it's going to take you longer to finish, and then sometimes will decrease your odds of finishing at all. There's a lot of public concern about the amount of debt that students are piling up.
Especially doctors, right?
Pardon?
Especially doctors.
Well, doctors are the high end, but we're starting to see many students where this is in their 20s this is influencing. We're trying to get them to do things like be school teachers and things like that. And if you start life with a pile of debt, and then that option doesn't look quite as attractive. So it's starting to really make a difference in the decisions that young people make about graduate and professional school and what to do with their lives when they get an undergraduate degree.
Okay. Well, thanks so much. Patrick Callan is the president of the National Center for Public Policy and Higher Education. He's talking about a report released yesterday from the College Board about the rise in cost among public and private universities across the country.
Did you hear he said that last year was the biggest high school class in U.S.
graduation,
history?
Graduation, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. I didn't know that.